take the first few moments to establish the posture again. Beginning with bringing our attention into the body, grounding the attention. So we're starting from a very clear base. Bringing the attention to our heart center, around our physical heart, breathing in and out from there. Today we're going to begin again from the very beginning of oneself or benefactor, moving on to a dear friend, a neutral person. And today we'll add on the last individual, the person we're having some difficulty with. Remember that when we bring this person forth, the last one, person we're having difficulty with, it can usually bring up some resistance, maybe some closing down, even aversion. See if you can notice that happening in your heart, but still you're able to offer your goodwill. Remember that doing this practice is not about making the other person actually receive this experience of goodwill, but the true value of our practice is to make the capacity of our heart to offer goodwill, loving kindness, to make that stronger, to make the propensity of that easier to access. So it's all about really opening our own hearts. And if others receive our goodwill, that's fine. But if not, we're working on opening our own hearts and being able to offer this genuine, unconditional gift of friendliness. So when something difficult arises during any time of our practice, but especially with the one we're having difficulty with, see if you can continue with the same phrase. Maybe you have to change the phrase to make it more connecting with that person. Maybe you have to switch to another person, someone you've practiced with in your heart already. That's easier. Choose another person that you can easily open your heart to. Take all the measures you can to keep continuing your metta practice. But if it's overwhelming, then you can switch to your vipassana practice and be with that experience within yourself that's difficult in a mindful, aware way, noticing what the difficulty is. Aversion, attachment to how you want it to be, impatience, fear. So be with your own heart in a loving way, an extension of metta, while you're doing vipassana. Just being loving with what's going on with your own heart. And then when you can, begin again with the person you can open to. So I'll try to remind you again briefly when we get there. But for now, we begin by bringing our hearts again to our heart center, bringing the energy there, breathing in and out from there. Beginning with the person you can more easily open your heart to, oneself, a benefactor, maybe it's a friend. Choose one for this first position. Have a clear sense of who it is. Envisioning this person in a place you can easily feel comfortable in. Maybe you're here under one of the trees or right here in this room or somewhere in your home. Now remembering the goodness of this person. Sometimes if I choose myself, I remember something very simple, like I'm doing the best I can. Find a way to begin. Take a few moments and then begin to offer your goodwill to this first individual. Safe and protected, peaceful and happy, healthy and strong. May your heart be at ease, no matter what's happening. May I love myself, no matter what. But find your own way in your own words. There'll be some time of silence. coming to a close with this one, allowing that person to remain there in that field in the background, and bringing forth the next individual, traditionally a benefactor. At any time you would like to insert yourself in the progression, you can do that. So have a sense of who you're choosing now. Visual or felt sense. You can make a stronger connection by remembering the goodness of this person. A memory, something you appreciate. And then proceed on with your phrases or your intentions without words. Offering that energy through color or light. When the words don't come anymore, rest your attention at your heart center, allowing your intention and the momentum of your offering to continue without words. Coming to a close with this individual, keeping them in that field of metta in the background, and choosing your next individual, a dear friend, a family member, someone you work with. Envisioning this person somewhere comfortable for you, for that person. Continue to connect with the momentum already developed, remembering the goodwill you want to offer, remembering their goodness. thanking this person for the opportunity to offer goodwill, allowing that person to remain there in the background. The next one is a neutral person to bring into the foreground, choosing someone you feel neutral towards, fairly neutral. Not a lot of attachment or aversion. It's usually someone you don't know so well. A neighbor, even someone here. Find your way. Connecting with the flow of metta already developed, and allow that flow to continue on to this individual. Using your words of intention, of goodwill, or no words, just the offering of that energy. Bow of thanks to that person in your own heart mind, if you wish, allowing that person to remain in that field. And the next person is someone we're having difficulty with, that challenges our heart to open and to offer. Choose someone you know you have a chance to open your heart with. This person could be oneself. So now have a sense of this person in a safe place. Maybe you're not that physically close to this person as you envision yourselves. Maybe you envision this person as a child, and that helps you. Or yourself as a child, in a time when you felt safe. See if you can open to something you appreciate about this person. Or maybe you recognize how difficult it is for this person, the suffering this person goes through, and that opens your heart. Find your way to find your connection. Begin your intentions when you're ready. Find it difficult, change the phrase, move to another person, or oneself if that's easier. Pausing if you need a little rest, and then beginning again. thanking this person, if you wish, for this opportunity. Allowing that person to remain right there. Seeing what happens when you bring forth the benefactor, the dear friend, the neutral person surrounding that person you're having difficulty with. And put yourself into that group, wishing everyone, including oneself, offering this goodwill. Just as I wish to be safe and protected, may you all be safe and protected. Allowing that to be released from your heart center to all, including oneself. You can envision that energy, that intention, radiating, encircling everyone, or however it works for you. May wisdom and love always be our companions. May our bodies be as healthy as possible. Supporting us on our journeys. Helping others along the way. Continue with your own wishes, offerings, with words or without words. It's the last few moments. Be harmonious and well between us, among us. Now enlarging that circle to include everyone here as part of our Dharma family. Offering your goodwill, using your own silent words, or no words, just the intention, peaceful, happy. And all the beings at this mercy center, human beings and animals, creatures, may your home always be safe. Remember our family and friends. Widening that circle. And now including everyone else's family and friends. Though we don't know them, we include their energy in this space, this big space of this center. opening to all beings everywhere, all the beings known and unknown, seen and unseen. May all beings in all directions, without exception, all the elders and all the young ones, everyone in between, all those coming to be born, all the beings in all realms, may we dedicate the merit of our practice now, this beneficial energy which we've been developing, sharing it with each other, our family, those who have passed on, all of our ancestors, and to all beings everywhere. By the sharing of this merit, may all beings be happy, peaceful, may all beings be liberated.